Welcome back to yet another episode of Hiding on the Spot. This is your boy, your brethren, Pat.
And Big Will.
I was wondering if he was going to say something. I thought I was going to introduce him myself. But anyway,
that's why.
We are back once again. I know y'all like, God dang, man, why y'all always taking these long hiatuses?
Because we know have why? To work.
Because we can. We do. We got lives. L-I-V-E-S. Lives. Okay? Okay? Got people to take care of, stuff to take care of. So we get to it when we can.
Right.
It ain't like y'all listening anyway. So, you know. For the few people that do listen, we do appreciate y'all. Right. Stay loyal. Stay down with us. You know, we've talked about a lot of lunacy, craziness, and funny things over the past, about a year and a half, 2 years?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Yeah. You know, and some of y'all had let me know that y'all actually listen and y'all appreciate it, so we appreciate y'all.
Yeah, I've had a few people hit me up on my messenger. You guys are kind of funny.
Nah, we ain't kind of funny. We comedians. We could be on Def Comedy Jam, okay?
Nah, actually, okay, don't get it twisted. No, we'd be on Apollo, and then the Sandman would come right on out there and get us off the stage.
I'll hook him with his own hook. You better come get his old shucking and jiving ass on somewhere.
I know. That's, ain't that kind of dumb? Jesus, why'd you say that? I just thought about that. He's like a coon.
Shucking and jiving.
Coming out there. Oh my God. I just thought about that.
Yep. All these years, I always look at him like, why this nigga up here just shucking and jiving?
Oh my.
But a cane and some clown makeup on.
Oh, you jigaboo. Oh my goodness, I just thought about that. I never really thought about that. Wow, that's sad.
Crazy. Oh. It's crazy when you think about certain things.
Right.
You know, and that's just like, you know, growing up listening to the music that we listen to.
Man, I get...
You know, you...
We're going to get into this. Like, the music that we listened to back in the day that we used to have up on Max and just singing and rapping it at the top of our lungs is like... You want me to tell the post office situation?
Go ahead.
Okay, so I'm taking my packages to the post office, and this is when I had the Sirius radio in my car. Mm-hmm. And our boy, Mr. Mystical, he comes on the radio, right? So, I can't think of the name of the song. What is it called? Is it Shake Your Ass?
Yeah, Shake Your Ass.
Okay, so how Mystical starts the song, I open my door, I'm about to get out of the car, and the song is blasting, right? What are the first lyrics to come out of Mysticals? Go ahead, Patty. Shoot.
I came in with my dick in my hand.
And it was a older white lady getting out of her car. I looked at her, and she like looked at me like, oh my God, what just happened? I cut it down. I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. This is so inappropriate, Doug. Who says that in the song? I came in the club with my dick in my hand.
Came in with my dick in my hand.
I was like,
don't make me leave him with my foot in your ass.
Be cool.
Dog, wait a minute.
I never even thought about that back in the day, dog.
Bro, first of all, now I see why your ass went to jail.
For sexual assault.
Nigga, you walk around in public with your dick in your hand. You coming in the building, I got my dick in my hand. Don't make me leave with my foot in your ass. You better be cool.
So it went from sexual assault to actual assault. Oh, it went from, it's two felonies in one. Like, are you serious? And I didn't think about it.
Jail now.
Yeah, for real. I didn't think about it until that lady looked at me. And she's like... I was like, oh my God. I never thought about the song like that until she looked at me. I was like, I came in with my dick in my hand.
Dick in my hand.
So we started thinking about like, you know what? Let's go over
it. All the songs that we used to listen to back in the day.
Yes.
Hey, I ain't going to lie. The music was fire.
Yeah, it was fire.
The music was fire. The music still is fire.
Yeah.
But when you actually, as an adult,
start listening to the lyrics.
Listening to the actual lyrics.
Right.
Oh my God.
Right. We used to go to house parties. They used to play with Ludacris, Fat Rabbit.
Yeah.
You was a hoe.
Yeah.
Oh my God. you just think about the songs. Like, Ludacris has some bangers.
Yeah, some straight bangers.
But then you can't play this around your daughter.
Nah, I never will.
I got hoes.
Yes.
Never. I got hoes. No. In different area code. I mean, he was naming all.
my daughter will have to hear that on her own because she will never hear that from me.
As an adult.
I will never play.
She probably feel offended if she ever hear that. Is he talking about women?
No, baby, he's talking about water hoses.
Yeah.
You know, because he got different houses and everything.
Yeah, he has a line of water hoses in Home Depot.
Yeah.
And Lowe's. Yeah.
That's exactly what he's talking about.
And yeah, and let's go ahead. Like, you know, we can go with the Brother Lynch hung, eating baby guts and, you know, that type of stuff. Then we can go to Eminem, you know, when he was talking about rape and the girl on Guilty Conscience.
How did that lyric go?
Does she have hair? Fuck that bitch right there on the spot right there.
Yeah, something like that. Like, oh, bruh, she's 15.
And then he's like, hit that bitch raw dog and bail.
Oh, God, just because a vagina got hair on it.
Yes. And then, you know, the assault and battery, the domestic battery with Dr. Dre. How am I going to take something from somebody to hit D. Barnes? When he killed the woman in the convenience store, shoot her. I like, shoot that bitch. And then we can go with the Cameron, suck it or not.
How did that go? You don't want to know that one.
No, I don't know it.
You don't know that
I don't know that by heart.
You know.
But, you know, are you going to suck it or not? You know, that's the whole chorus. You know, deep throat.
He played that song for me a few months ago. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And he's like, I got something for your face. And it's not a, what's the shit, that acting?
It's not a proactive.
Yeah, it's not proactive. He's like, look at her chin, sturdy chin. I was like, oh my God, look at that chin, sturdy chin. I was like, wow. I'm actually, baby girl, you're going to suck a nut. You already know the hot boy lives. Then the hot boys.
I want a hot girl. These hoes after our show.
That's Get Your Roll On.
Yeah.
Yeah, but still, the Hot Boys, BG, yeah. Lil Wayne, Juvenile, they all had horrible songs. Like the Juvenile song that I got this fire. Remember he talking about
I'll let that if you want to ask him my.
Yeah, the last verse, he was talking about beating the broad up.
Yes, he was.
He said, I cocked back and I hit that hoe, right?
Yep.
And then she's gonna go get them folks for me. Yeah, that's what she's supposed to do. You just cocked back and hit her because she's trying to leave.
Didn't he end up having sex with her after that?
Yeah, she just wanted me to hit a raw dog. Like, what did he say? I pulled the rub off and hit her. I busted on her legs. I was like, oh my God. We was listening to sexual assault rap. And the hot girls. I want to hide. And BG?
What
you know, you know it because you were rapped it the other day.
I go, goodness, how the heck it go?
BG, where my bitch is at? Look, a hot girl is a silent hoe.
If a bitch get out of line, she a violent hoe.
Mm-hmm.
What does it say? Far from being a lying hoe.
Ain't no pesting like hoe, far from being a whiny hoe.
Yeah.
Fuck up, she confess she ain't no lying hoe. That's what I need, a hot girl is a jazzy bitch.
I take it in the over a classy bitch.
No, nigga, no. We want classy. On the down low for her, nigga, she's a nasty bitch. I tell her to touch it, she gonna go down and reach and grab the dick.
Good God.
I bust a nut, get soft, and she get back hard.
Police kicking the door, she take the charge.
If a nigga go to jail, she
run for a nigga.
Money orders business and front ones for her nigga.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's terrible.
What else we got out there? It was some more.
There's a whole lot of songs, I just can't think of them. Go with the drug abuse songs, the 3-6 Mafia, you know, or Project Pat.
Oh my God, bald head scallywag with no hair back, talking this and that.
And he was so jolly and happy in that video. He just rocking side to side like Santa Claus. He was happy to say that shit, dog. I was like, wow. Bald head scallywag. I'm like, oh my God.
No hair back, talking this and that.
Lord have mercy.
Let's hop into some of the R&B. Cat that's in jail right now.
R. Kelly.
Oh my God. You remind me of something. I just can't think of what it is. You remind me of my Jeep. I want to ride it. Something like my sound.
But those is,
I want to pump it.
That was,
girl, you look just like my
but it's
car.
R&B. He talking about
I wanna
sex.
I want to wax it.
But he has some questionable lyrics. Remember, he's like, I need to see your ID. I need to see how old you are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I need to see if you were 16 or not. Yeah, he was older than 16. Keep it pushing.
Yeah,
keep
I can't do it.
I'm good.
Yeah, I need something I can pee on. Piss on you. Piss on you. Yeah. Terrible
that
guy
right there, man.
He was a genius, though. He was a genius. Now we see where that genius came from. That's straight up. It's sad, too, because he was molested by his sister.
Yeah.
And that probably just turned him into what he is now. Sad, bro.
Then you got Usher going around kissing different women. What's that song? Such a Good Kisser.
Yeah.
How them lyrics go? I done been around the world. I done seen a lot of girls, so I'm guessing that is true. Make me holler something better, $1 million. Don't nobody kiss it like you. He ain't talking about kissing your lips. He talking about you kissing on his dick.
Right.
Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Bang, bang, bang.
Now, let me ask you a question. Was it true? Did he have herpes?
I have no idea.
Because remember, they put that out there and say he was infected.
That fat girl had put that out there.
Yeah, he's infected.
I don't know.
Because I know he just had a child, too. You know, his fourth or fifth child, man.
I have no idea. No idea.
So, anyway, I'm going to get into the mass sex life. That's just what it is. But, you know, he wasn't that bad, though. His lyrics wasn't that bad. It was R. Kelly, Public Announcement, Silk. They were disgusting. Well, they weren't disgusting. H-Town.
It was all nasty.
Yeah.
They all just nasty. Just filthy.
And I love it. I still listen to this shit. I still listen to R. Kelly.
I listen to all this stuff.
I listen to it all, bro.
Everything that we talking about, I still listen to all of it. Hell, I was listening to Eminem. Talking about killing his wife the other day.
Oh, you're talking about Kim?
When I was riding to work.
Kim?
Yeah. I was listening to Kim.
Bleed, bitch,
I was listening to 96 Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah, that was a... Yeah. M was on something.
Hey,
M hated his wife.
His ex-wife.
Yeah, he really... God, I'm surprised she's still alive.
She must have did something real foul to that cat.
First love and broke his heart. That's what
it was. He hated her. I mean, hated her. Got his daughter with him on the car ride, talking about he had her help him throw her body in the lake.
Right. Because on the first cover, remember that one? The car was backed up to like...
To a pier, yeah.
And it was him and his daughter out there, right? And the body in the water. Like, jeez, man. Jeez.
Just the two of us. Just the two of us.
Yeah. It was three, but now it's just two. That's crazy.
You talk about, and there goes mommy splashing in the water. No more fighting with daddy. No more restraining order.
Oh, my goodness.
No more stab daddy. No more new brother. Blow your blow a kisses bye-bye. Tell mommy you love her.
Oh, boy. Yeah, he has some demons, man. And then Yam has some demons about his ex.
Oh, but the cat was good, though.
Yeah, he's nice.
He was crazy as hell, but he was good.
Yeah, he's going down as one of the best.
Some of the songs were tight. They were tight.
He's going down as one of the best.
So let me tell you, let me ask you something. Mm. So now that everything is 100% open out here in Vegas, you know, people got the shop, whatever. People not wearing their mask. Mm. How you feel about seeing all these faces again? You know, seeing people, put it this way. How do you feel about going into the grocery stores or the whatever you be going to? All you've been seeing for the past year is just eyes. And you like, gosh, she is gorgeous.
Pat.
From the nose up, she is gorgeous.
Pat.
And now that you see they full faces,
Pat. Yes.
How you feel, bro?
Man.
Is it what you expected?
Hell no, bro. I went into Walgreens. Tell you the story. Chick I've been talking to at least for 8 months, man. She thick, tall, you know, I like thick and tall. I'm like, damn, I always thought, you know, if I got an opportunity, I, you know, do my thing. So I ain't seen her in like a month, right? So I go up in Walgreens, some give me a drink. She walked right up on me. She said, hey, how you doing? I ain't seen you since so and so. Looked at her, and I'm gonna tell you. I'm like, who the fuck is this bitch talking to me, dog? I ain't gonna lie, dog. I was like, who the fuck is this bitch talking to me?
Wait, let me pause you right there. Why was your thought so violent?
Because, for one, she walked up, and her bottom half of her face was like meth. I was like, teeth was brown and fucking looked like the little things you polish the pool sticks with. I'm sitting there like, who the hell is this talking to me? And she's like, yeah, you remember I used to be at so-and-so store? Da, da, da. I was like, no, I don't. And she's like, yeah, you work with, you used to come in there and talk to, oh my God, who the hell are you? I mean, that mask covered up all that meth. You know, she looked like she could have been an ex-meth head, but I was not expecting the boot mouth and the punched in mouth. I was like, whoa, yeah. What is this?
Like, who are you?
I hate to say I said the B word, but that's exactly what I thought. I was like, who the fuck is this? I didn't know who she was. I'm just looking at her like, who are you? I don't talk to dope heads. I don't deal with you type of people. So I'm like, oh my God. But it was somebody I've been talking to. That damn mask. That
for 8 months.
Mask
didn't even recognize who she was. So what did you do when you realized who she was?
I had to switch it up. Like, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, damn, you look terrible.
Like, God,
how you still got a job? Give her a drug test. Give her a drug test because I know she's gonna fail. Y'all had to get her out because she don't register and shit. She's stealing money. She just looks like she's stealing. How you go from, oh man, I will 2 o'clock that right now to, hey man. I'm gonna switch my wallet to the other side. Like, like, that's how I felt, Doug. I was like, this mask shit is.
Hey, so we came up with a term for this mask thing. You know how they got catfishing? We came up with mask fishing. Yeah. Because that mask hid a lot of people's
flaws.
Yeah.
Flaws.
Pretty much. Yeah, let's just call him what.
Yeah, I know. They probably look at me too like, damn, he looks like a damn goddamn ground beef. Like, he got ground beef with little ass teeth. What is this coming to the store? Gray gold teeth, ground beef and little teeth. What the fuck is this? You look like a goddamn gremlin?
I said, you know, I saw, so I was at work. I'm not going to say where I used to work at, so just in case this person happens to catch the episode one time. It was a lady. Lady was gorgeous. Eyes had these pretty eyes from, you know, from the nose up.
Right.
She looked good, so I thought, you know, and she was thick too. So I thought she was bomb, right?
Yeah, 10.
Dog. This was before the mask even came off. We down there in the freaking lunchroom. Man, I happened to freaking sit across the table from her when he was eating. Bruh, she pulled the mask off. I was like, shit. What the fuck? Excuse my language. What the hell is this? What is that?
Who are you?
You are not the same person that just had that mask on. Right. Dog, like you just said, the chick looked like a meth head.
Right.
Dude, she had craters all in her face. Face was pushed in. Looked like she might have been missing some teeth, but she ain't missing no teeth. I'm just like,
at least missing teeth.
Yeah, she looked like she missing teeth, but ain't missing no teeth.
Right.
I'm just like, oh. I mean, I know I'm not the best looking dude on earth, but God almighty.
We don't look like drug addicts.
Yeah, yeah. I look healthy.
Right, right.
She didn't look healthy.
Right.
I'm like, cheese and rice, what is going on?
Right. I guarantee there's a whole bunch of people out there, and it's just, well, I don't get a number, and then you go on, y'all sitting across the table with,
hey, so-and-so, damn, I've been talking to a complete stranger for a year.
Yeah, you look like Reese Witherspoon, and now you took the mask off. You look like some shit from 28 Days Later.
You like some shit on the spoon.
Yeah, I'm going to the bathroom, I'll be right back, and just start exit, homie.
Don't even come back.
Yeah, I'm done. Where'd you go? I'm like, don't worry about it. Just lose my number. Crackhead. I don't do drug addicts.
Stop chasing me.
Yeah, for real.
Who are you? Yeah. Security! Security!
What movie was that when there was like they put a mask on? Like, then they recognize him. It was a movie like that. Damn, what movie was that?
I don't even know.
Damn,
I don't even know.
Our TV show. But anyways, that is horrible, dog. This mask. And we've been doing this for, what, 14, 15 months?
Yeah. Put them back on. Just, you know, let's just pretend like the mask never came off. you know, I'm gonna see you from the eyes up. I'm gonna think you gorgeous again, and you know, you're gonna think the same about me or whatnot, and we're gonna keep it pushing. You know, when we bump uglies or whatnot, we just gonna have the lights off so that I can't even see what's going on down there. I'm not interested in seeing that.
He said bump ugly.
Yeah, I'm not interested in seeing that. Let's just put them back on. just for the sake of
my sanity.
Yes, preserving my sanity. Let's just put them back on. Got aggressive as hell in his head.
I was just like, what? Ma'am, you need to take a step back. I don't know you. Like, you look like you got clones.
Why are you so close? 6 feet. Yeah. Matter of fact, 12 feet.
She's like, hey, how you?
Who are you?
Who the fuck are you? And don't you, I don't talk to strangers.
Like, my mama told me not to.
Yeah, I used to come to work.
No, I didn't. I ain't never talked to you before, lady. I ain't never seen you.
Yeah, my mind was just loading and computing. I was like, oh, shit, that damn mask.
It was like, I ain't never seen you before. Who are you?
I mean, she had, like, hazel eyes. Her hair was always in, like, that bun. She thick. Mm-hmm. And then you can pull the mask off. It's a straight boot looking at me right now. Like a straight boot mouth. Mm-mm. Little brown fucking teeth. Oh my god.
Brown teeth and everything?
Yeah. I'm about to call 1-800. I'm not going to say the store name. I'm like, this is not right. Y'all need to compensate me for this shit. I'm fucking trying. I need counseling. Your employees look one way and then, oh no.
So, might get mass fished every damn day. Every day. Somebody walking up on me talking about, hey, how you doing, so and so? I don't know you, ma'am.
Right.
Sir. Whatever you are, I don't know you. Yes, you do. I see you all the time. You come in the store, da da da. No, I've never seen you. No.
But you know, we don't know each other. I've been noticing about the whole mask situation. You know, you see people like walking the store freely without a mask, right?
Yeah.
And you just look at them, tell them, that motherfucker ain't been vaccinated. He looks like he washed his ass today. You're here walking proud, like, they better not say nothing to me. I'm just gonna lie. Like, bro, you ain't brushed your teeth. You ain't washed your ass. I know you ain't thought about nothing about no vaccine. Just keep it 100, dog. You just happy you don't have to wear that shit. Man, it smells like a little poop. Yo, that's walking around here freely, coughing and shit in your hand now. You back to normal. Huh. I guarantee. They talking about it's a new variant. The Delta.
Yeah, the Delta.
The Delta?
Yeah. Came over from India. Somewhere around there.
Patrick, since the mask went off, guess what? I noticed.
Nobody ain't washing their hands. No.
Nobody. They come right out the toilet, walk right to the floor.
They doing the same thing that they've been doing when it first started. They're nasty.
Yeah. Other than like, don't want to wear the mask. Not going to get vaccinated.
No.
Not going to wash your hands.
No.
You over there playing with your dick, coughing in your hand. Now you're going to go grab some knobs everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my Lord.
I saw it the other day at work. This cat, I'm standing at the freaking urinal. It always happens when I'm at the urinal. I'm standing at the urinal. He over there playing with his pecker. Come away from the urinal.
Walk right out.
He walks straight out the bathroom. And you know what he do when he walk out the bathroom?
What?
He shakes somebody's hand. I'm like, you just touched his dick beaters with your possibly clean hands. I don't know how dirty your hands are either, but he was just in here playing with his piece. And now he out there touching your hand.
And they both want to go get sandwiches and sit there eat sandwiches together.
Spreading the corona.
Is that turkey? Yeah, let's exchange them. You know, they're gonna do the hand-to-hand exchange. Give me that. And hold it up. You sure that's turkey?
It doesn't look like turkey.
Oh, give it back to me. Let me see if we got everything on it. Yeah, that's turkey. I got cheese. Got a little, here's a mayonnaise package.
Here you go, Steve.
Yeah, here's some ketchup, too. And then he's going to take the ketchup and then open it with his mouth.
One pull on yourself.
See, people don't see how people this shit passes like that. Like, are you fucking kidding me?
I don't know if you all watched the Bernie Mac show, but do you remember the Bernie Mac show when Baby Girl had a birthday party and Bernie was supposed to be coming out to Vegas? Bernie ended up getting sick because there was a little virus spreading around at her birthday party from person to person.
Yeah.
Every time somebody, it started from a little girl wiping her nose, and then she touched something. Next person came up, touched it, he got it. Next person touched that person, she got it. Next two people touched, they both got it. Then ultimate, somebody put their damn hands on the cake. Not a whole cake got it. Everybody finna get it. Bernie went his ass up in the refrigerator trying to be sneaky because he on a diet. He trying to be sneaky and eat him a piece of cake. Bernie got it.
Got you.
That disease was sitting there festering on that cake in our refrigerator forever. Huh? And then he go up in there sneaking a piece. Huh? Yeah, now you sick.
Huh?
That's just how fast this spreads. Just like that.
Yeah. And what's so crazy, when Christine was in the hospital fighting her little cancer situation, I had to go up there. And the nurse was like, you should wear a mask. You should wear a mask. And I just never wore a mask. I ain't going to never forget it. It was the Super Bowl with the Patriots and Falcons. I went to Quincy's little get-together's house, and I went after that, went to the hospital. I caught something, dog. I caught something, gave it to my mom, my brother. I came home, and they both had throw up everywhere. I was like, what is going on? I cleaned it up. Yeah, and then I got sick down. I had to lay on the floor downstairs. I was like, what the fuck happened? Then that's when I, the hospital, I see why they say, you know, you should wear a mask. You should wear, I don't want to wear a damn mask. And then after that, I was wearing a mask.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck, dude?
See, and people think that the masks don't work. The masks do work, but that's not the only precaution that you need to take. You have to clean up after yourself.
Right.
You can't wear a mask. Look, put it this way. I was working with a cat. Excuse me. I was working with a cat. He from the UK somewhere. I don't know how long he had this damn mask, but this damn mask wasn't blue no more.
It was wet too?
It wasn't wet, but it wasn't blue. His mask
was
like,
wearing a reusable mask?
It was dirty. It was the mask that they gave us at work, because they gave us three masks. And I guess he just never changed his mask, because his mask was filthy. I just used to look at it all the time like, damn, bro, why are you still wearing that thing? We just got some new ones. You're supposed to change them out every 3 months.
No.
Go get a new mask. They give you three of them. Where your other two at?
I throw them away.
Where your other two? Go put one of them damn masks. Are they dirty too? You need to do something, bro, because I'm tired of looking at this dirty ass mask.
Was he coughing under it?
I don't know. I never was around
him. And that's one thing too. That's the whole coronavirus. When somebody cough, you like everybody like, you do it again. We're not even gonna jump. We're just gonna wait. I'm just gonna take. I'm gonna get out of line. Just steal this. Just walk out. I'm not paying for it.
I ain't paying for nothing. I'm gone.
Yeah.
He got COVID.
Yeah. Because when it first started, when everybody was social distance.
Exactly. You get the death stare.
Hey, you got a thermometer? This shit read 101. We're going to set your ass on fire out here. Period. We're not even playing with you no more.
It's going to be like
102, burn them up!
Burning witches at the stake.
Yeah, for real, burn them up! They got that virus. They got the virus.
Anytime you sniffle, anytime you just choke on something,
right.
I'm choking. No, you're not. Nope, he got COVID. He got COVID.
What's so sad, how many people have lost their lives over a mask dispute?
Yeah.
There's been a lot of people getting shot, getting jumped on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, y'all gonna really tussle? Like that video I sent you was last week when the dude at McDonald's, Walmart, he spit. Like, that's like...
He deserved to get slipped.
Yeah, it's already bad enough to spit on somebody, but right now doing that?
Yeah.
Yeah, he deserved. He felt like a damn tree.
He deserved all five of them knuckles that came to his face.
Yeah.
All five of them. Because
yeah,
you just do not disrespect nobody like that.
Right, right.
You don't do that. Like, I don't care what you trying to steal. You don't spit in nobody's face. That's like the ultimate sign of disrespect.
I think only thing that can match that is somebody slap your mama in front of you.
Yeah.
Like, that's
your mama,
like...
Or your mama, or your grandma, your sister.
Somebody that you love.
Like your daughter or something like that.
But
you
I think your mom, like your mom, is just, oh, Lord.
Look, what is that saying that I always say? I hope you got your plot picked out.
Oh, yeah.
I hope you got your suit.
Because your ass is going into the ground.
Because you finna die.
Yeah.
Because you finna die.
Yeah. Every time I think about that situation after that food for less, when a dude called my mom a bitch and told my mom, and like hit her with the basket and told her get the fuck away, I don't even remember. Like when I saw it, like I realized who he's talking to. I blacked out, dog. All I remember, we was in the damn where the casino, like where the slot machines is at, and his girl was trying to get me off of him. I had him on the ground, and all I remember, people were trying to grab me. I was like, I don't even remember how I got there. We were like 15 feet away from where it started at. How did I get over here?
Man, I'm like, like, damn, what happened?
Yeah.
You had your hands around his throat.
Yeah, no problem.
Like, you was kind of like dragging him on the ground with one arm.
Yeah, the manager's like, yeah, his girl got, you hit her. I'm like, did I? Oh, I didn't mean to. I just, you know, my mom, dog, you don't do that. Like, you just don't know. That's the woman that raised me. You don't know. And now I can see how people black out. Because I really we had registered 8, and it started at 2. Like, how we get over here? Like, this is crazy. I came to, like, huh? What happened? Oh, we get up off you, dog. Well, I'm sorry.
Like, my bad, dude.
Man, woman over there holding her head like, oh, damn.
You lucky you ain't go to jail. You hit a white woman on the side of the head.
No, that's black.
Oh, there was?
Black.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She was about to talk to her. She was a white woman. You would have been under jail.
Yeah. But I'm,
get him!
I don't promote hitting women. That's
lynch
that's
him!
Right. But she's trying to defend him after he did what he did to my mom. And he was trying to hit him. Sorry.
Nah.
But he didn't want to press charges, so.
He better not have.
Yeah.
You lucky I ain't choked you out up in here.
I was just saying in that zone, nigga, I don't know what would have happened. I would have been handcuffed. What happened?
Why am I in jail?
He just popped his head off the stove. Like, he just popped it off. And now you're facing capital murder charge. What? How did that happen?
What do you mean I popped his head off? How? I ain't got no knife.
You're looking at the camera and realize you're strong as fuck. That's why his neck and his head just popped off. Like, okay.
Just squeeze him like a watermelon.
Yeah.
Like, damn it.
I see what that passion of love crimes. Like, yeah. People see something and they just go fucking red.
Go crazy.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I guess that is true.
That's why you really care about somebody.
Yeah.
Shit, I forgot. I got to go to that damn Amazon locker. I believe my shit up there.
You better pick that junk up.
Yeah, they be sending it back. You get your money back with shit. Have you ordered anything on Amazon lately? You know it's been kind of slow.
Nah, not lately.
And the post office, they didn't slow down for real. If your stuff is first class, like say I sell something right now, I print the label and I take it to the post office, they won't scan it until a day later. So if I take it tomorrow, Thursday morning, it won't get scanned until like Friday night. I'm like, dude, y'all.
They must be,
they cut.
They must not have a lot of employees either. Speaking of which, so everybody has gotten their wish, right? Everybody wanted higher hourly wage, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay. You see businesses like McDonald's and all these places. Now, when is the last time McDonald's ever had a freaking pay increase like they're advertising right now?
Never.
They're advertising what? Starting off at $12 an hour?
Yeah, and a phone. They're trying to give people iPhones.
Damn. Okay, so they're advertising at $12 an hour. Mm-hmm. McDonald's, as we all know, it has always been a minimum wage job.
Right.
Dude, so people are getting what they wanted. Pay is going up, but now nobody wants to work.
Right.
Now they can't find anybody to work.
Right.
Why? Because Uncle Joe done gave out too much damn money.
Right.
I mean, I appreciated Uncle Joe.
Right.
But, you know, people need to get back to work, bro.
But it's running out though.
People need to get back. Because
right
to work.
Now, because you know, I source, I go to different stores. Now I don't have to wait in line no more.
Yeah.
Like, I walk right up, cash right out. And one when the biting bucks are strong, guys are mad. Shit, like, who the hell? Goddamn! Why you got a whole cart at Walgreens?
Thanks, Uncle Joe. God dang it!
Damn, it's not a grocery store.
Appreciate it, but God dang it!
We got 3 gallons of milk at Walgreens. Who's that rich?
You got restaurants cutting down days.
Right.
Because they don't have enough employees.
That Flotus Salam, that Asian restaurant.
Yeah, they say they're not going to be open on Sundays.
Yeah, one of them shut down.
Yeah, shut
the
down.
The one on Sahara, yeah. They're like, it's the only one on Tropicana. That's the only one that's going to stay open.
Yep.
Did you see the, what was it for jobs? Chipotle. Remember, about 2 months ago, they said we're going to raise our price, the employees to 15. Now their food is going up 5%. They just said yesterday.
Of course,
it's going to go from 3.4 to 5%.
They got to make up that money.
Yeah, but in the comment section, I was reading on Twitter, people was like, "Oh, that's okay because their stuff is not that expensive. I have no problem paying." Da da da. I was like, "Yeah," but a lot of people, you know, they hear a price increase, they're not going to go there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you raise the prices.
Chipotle's overrated.
Now, if they just get there and they see the price has been raised up, then you already got them. So they'll buy.
But like we said earlier, you know how people do the Uber Eats and all that? Like, people pay extra fees on a whole bunch of shit. Mm-hmm. Why can't you just...
Yeah. Hey, they pay for that convenience.
Yeah, fuck that. I can't do it.
Nah.
Even 7-Eleven delivers.
Yeah, everybody does.
Who gets everybody. A Slurpee? Who? Oh, you know what?
I'm surprised.
I need a berry Slurpee.
You will be surprised, bro.
I can walk to the door to get it, but I can't leave the house.
I can't go down the street.
Yeah, fuck this shit. But I understand the heat. The heat can, you know, but still, I don't trust some dude named Larry that hasn't put on deodorant in 8 months to bring me a Slurpee.
When he comes to my door, he looking dusty.
He's sweating.
His curl dripping. Goddamn.
Why have a curl?
Because he got a curl. Oh, that's Larry. All Larry's got curls.
Larry's got curls, huh? Larry got finger waves.
I ain't never seen a Larry without a curl.
That's horrible. That's horrible. Hey, Larry, curls ripping.
All Larry's got curls.
And fast food Uber Eats. Fast food not even hot like that.
Nah.
I was going to say you get some restaurant food and they put it like in a... container,
yeah.
And when you get it, you might have to warm it up a little bit and then eat it. But McDonald's, y'all want some Big Macs? Give me some Big Macs from McDonald's. And then you're sitting there waiting 85 minutes.
When you could have just went up the street to the McDonald's, got it yourself, been back home, eating some
cooked
fresh McDonald's.
Right.
If it's fresh. Fresh McDonald's.
It's fresh.
You didn't wait it, like you said, 85 minutes. By the time it gets there, your food cold as hell.
Cold as fuck. Because McDonald's food does not stay hot, dog.
Nah.
Matter of fact, sometimes I just want to put my car in the drive through, like just put it in park. Just eat it right there. Like, hey, y'all blowing the horn, but hey, y'all know how these fries is. Because as soon as I hit that turn and I get out into the street, my fries gonna be cold.
Bag.
Yeah, you got to start eating them in the car. You got to, fuck it. I got to, three. Then you start eating more fingers and shit, start grabbing five, and you got the head tilted back. You know what it is. You start with one, two, ooh, it's fresh. Then it's,
got that nice little bit of salt on them.
Yeah, you use two fingers. Then you use the four fingers to grab them on.
You use your whole hand.
Now you drive with your hand up, just dropping them in your throat. Because you know when they hot and they fresh.
Woo. Boy, when McDonald's fries are hot and fresh, nobody's fries better.
Hey, I'm going to tell you a story. I was on the phone with this cat, right? This dude was, you know, every time he go to McDonald's, he get the same thing. I ain't never heard this motherfucker say number two. I ain't never heard him say, let me get 20 piece nugget.
Well, I don't eat beef no more, you know.
I ain't heard this motherfucker say nothing. He ain't said no McFlurry. He don't say ice cream cone. This motherfucker always say, they was like, how can I help you? Can I get a large fry and a sweet tea? That's just, he always go to the same shit. But this one day, these fries was made. God made these fries.
Hey, these fries.
These fries. Hey, they God was hot and them soft and had the right amount of salt on them. He ate that shit up so quick. This motherfucker went back and got another large fry. I was like, is that McDonald's? He's like, yeah. Can I get a large fry? I was like, this motherfucker just got another large fry?
And the fries was fire.
I was like, God damn. But I know exactly what kind of fries you had. They was soft and hot and salty all through the whole thing.
Oh
yeah, he had to go
God
get another one.
Oof. Like, when I tell you, I damn hopped out that car and got the shouting. I was like, oh, thank you, Jesus.
That motherfucker said, I gotta go back and get me another
one. I gotta
get
some more.
This motherfucker spent $6 on fries at McDonald's.
Hey,
he could have went and got him a 5-pound bag from Costco for that price.
But my fries ain't McDonald's fries.
Oh,
you know, I can put all the salt on them and cook them as good as I want to.
They ain't gonna taste
like McDonald's fries. They got some kind of crack off in there.
Yeah, when there's that fresh oil, and that person knows how to pull them out at the right time, and they put the right amount of diabetes on that shit.
Lord.
Nigga. Them motherfuckers is fire, dog.
I just be sitting in the car, high blood pressure, sweating.
Yeah, got that like, look, got the tear in the corner of your eye. I'm like, God is good, eh? God is good. Hey, like, that's what you want to say. God is good.
Sitting there looking like, remember that commercial back in the day when the Indian was standing on the side of the road and the people littering the street and throwing it at his feet, and he had a tear dripping down his eye?
Yeah.
Well, that's how you be looking when them fries be fresh. You sitting there waiting, rubbing your hands together. Here you go, sir. You got your little bag. You know, the little bag all pretty and crispy and crunchy. Then you feel them. You feel them in the bag. They hot.
Hot and fresh.
You feel them. You stick your fingers off in there, like, ooh, just a little bit too hot. Yeah,
yeah,
a little
bit too hot. They ready.
You grab them anyway. Like you said, grab you a couple, pop them off in your mouth. Like, oh, shit.
Gotta pull off.
My God. Then you want to make love to them fries. Like, yeah. Oh, jeez. Let me cut off some Keith Sweat.
Oh, man. This is a cool Keith Sweat.
Let me pull off and cut off some Keith Sweat. Who can make it like them? Nobody.
That's horrible. And then you know when it's so good, when you're driving and you got the box in your hand and you just
tossing them in your mouth.
Just dumping them now.
Oh, God.
Like, the police, y'all worry about cell phones. You need to worry about these McDonald's cartons out here. People crashed on or somebody crashed in somebody's car.
He's front.
Yeah, throwing them down your throat. I'm like, oh, this is... Oh, my God. Did I hit somebody? I'm so sorry.
Hold on. Let me finish these fries real quick. I'll be out.
Yeah, for real. Airbag deployed. Flies and knocked on the floor. Get out.
Hey, I'm picking them fries up.
Fight them up. You should have moved your car.
You saw me eating my fries.
Why are you sitting at a red light, nigga? This is your fault.
You saw me eating these damn fries.
Yeah, you should have moved that goddamn way.
You know you just saw me come out the driveway. You know I got McDonald's fries in this bag.
Grab back his grandma's collar. You finna go get me another goddamn large fry right now.
Don't nobody leave McDonald's without no fries.
We finna go stand in the drive.
Unless you a weirdo. Get you some fries.
Man, we sound... I'm fat, and I don't even like sound like this right now. This is horrible. He not... Well, he is getting fat, though.
I'm getting fat.
Yeah. Not getting titties and shit. Yo, he over there look like a little B and shit. My bad, not a little B. He look like a capital B. You know, the B's that's in elementary school up on the wall. He look like the capital one. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, that's this 40-year-old dad bod, man.
Yeah, you as a dad.
That's all right, though. I'm in the gym again. Trying to get it tight, get it right. You know?
Don't say that.
I'm talking about my core, man.
No, that's what the women use. You gotta say something else. Come on, bro. You just said that to another grown ass man. I'm trying to get it tight and right. What are you trying to get tight?
I'm talking to the people. I ain't talking to you.
I'm in the room. I don't feel.
Shut up. Okay, you know what I'm talking about. I'm trying to get my core sexy.
What am I phone?
I'm trying to get my LL Cool J.
I'm calling Metro because I feel like I just been sexually assaulted.
I'm trying to get my LL Cool J on. You know,
ma'am, he just said he's trying to get tight and right. I need him out of here. I need Metro out here. Send a cold case, SVU, Special Victims Unit. Send him out here.
Matter of fact, while you're at it, stop by McDonald's. Get some fries.
Large one. And make sure that's
with a sweet
tea.
Make sure that tea's sweet, too.
And was it you that sent me the video where the black dude was like, yeah, have anybody did this? Go to Wendy's, get the chicken sandwich, then go to McDonald's, get the fries, and then go to Sonic, get the drink.
No.
It was some dude that, I was like, why would you even put yourself out there like that, guys? Who the fuck? I have never in my life did no shit like that.
He just a la carte a whole meal.
Yeah, I might have went to somewhere and went to a corner store and got a drink or something, but I'm not finna be like, oh, yeah, I've got a chicken sandwich from. Who the fuck goes to 3 fast food?
I'm going to Popeye's, get the chicken sandwich. I'm going to McDonald's, get the fries. Go to Sonic and get the happy hour slushy.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Somebody need to check his blood pressure right now. If he doing that type of shit, imagine what he doing at the house. This motherfucker putting all kinds of shit on his ice cream.
He put salt on his ice cream.
Oh, boy. Don't even say no shit like that.
Putting a little butter on it.
I know some people out there doing it. Remember those, I was going to say that. Remember the chick that was deep frying the Twinkies? Remember that shit? And they was in the kitchen. They was just happy.
They was too happy.
Oh, have y'all ever had deep fried Twinkies? They had it was cooking too. I was like, they putting batter on Twinkies. Who thinks of this type of shit?
Twinkies already had batter on.
Yeah, and they fucking like super. Like sometimes now I eat something that's so sugary. I'm like, oh, I can't do this.
Yeah, nasty. Yeah,
like I can't nasty. Do this. Y'all sit here. Oh my God.
That's why I can't eat cinnamon rolls. Cinnamon rolls way too sweet.
Yeah, especially if they're perfect.
Plus they stank.
Stank.
I don't like the smell of them. They stank.
Cinnamon rolls?
Hell yeah, they smell bad to me.
Really?
I ain't never liked cinnamon rolls. It's always been too sweet, always been too stank.
And this is coming from a nigga that eat doo-doo. Chips. Are you serious? He wants to tell me cinnamon rolls. I used to walk by the cinnamon roll place and just admire that shit. Like, you know, I just want to go push down all the employees and just stand in there. That shit smells beautiful to me. That icing. How's that stank? But you can eat chitlins.
I don't know. It's just something about all that all that sugar in there caramelizing and cooking and shit.
You didn't hear what I just said.
Yeah.
You can eat chitlins.
Yes, I eat chitlins.
I just come to this nigga's house when we was younger. He had a chitlin just sitting out in the corner of his mouth.
Hey.
I'm sitting there like, how do you eat that shit?
Rub it.
Oh, put a little hot sauce on it. And just eating that. He's standing up. He ain't sat down. He's standing up eating that bowl like a monster.
Hey.
Like, what are you doing, man? This shit is disgusting.
Hey, my grandma used to whip them chitlins up, boy.
Shoot. I want to take the whole pot and just dump it in the toilet, dog. I'm from the South. I'm from Greenville, Mississippi. I have never in my life, after I got a whiff of that shit, I'm like, I'm not eating this shit. And then I'm seeing everybody in my house, y'all just steady chewing off one goddamn. Y'all still chewing?
Because it's good.
No, throw that shit in the trash can. Everybody in my family, me and Quincy, the only ones that didn't eat chili.
That's what y'all niggas weird.
Yeah, we are weird. Y'all in there fucking chitlins and hog maws and pig feet.
Nah, don't eat all that. Don't eat all that. Chitlins is as far as I go. When it comes to the different parts of the pig, chitlins is as far as I go.
If you eat chitlins, you eat kids. That's all I'm saying. Fuck that shit, dog.
But wait, this is coming from a cat that don't even like pineapple on your pizza.
All those people need to go to jail.
Well, I guess I'm going to jail. Yeah, you need to go pineapple to jail. Goes on pizza.
Fuck you.
Pineapple fruit. Goes on
fruits
pizza.
Don't never go on pizza, period.
Pineapple do.
No, it doesn't. That shit is
not weird. Not apples, not peaches, none of that. Pineapple.
No, that is weird. Yes. How can you eat pineapples go and pizza. Sweets at the same time?
It's
that
good.
Is some weird shit, dog.
It's good. It's good. That's just like eating cinnamon rolls. It's nasty shit. That sweet ass. That my head hurt thing about that shit. All that sugar. I'm getting I can feel my
chitlin, man.
I can feel my cholesterol going up. Ah, I smell it.
I know that's what Christine always said. We go, I can eat. She was adding shit. You had this. Like, so sir, what are you doing? Whatever's plain on the menu, that's all he eats, plain stuff.
She get mad.
I'm like, yeah, can I get a chimichanga with no pico de gallo, please? No beans, just rice on the side and that's about it. You don't want guacamole? No. What about cup? No.
Junk is nasty.
What?
Guacamole is nasty.
Yeah, it is. Well, it depends on what it's like.
Nah, it's nasty. It's cold. It's all squishy and.
Hold on. It's coming from a chitlin. Shut up, nigga. You don't even sound right. Dog. You eat chitlins,
dog.
That's
nasty, dog.
Chitlins ain't nothing but fucking like cooked gum.
It's pig intestines.
It stank. Yeah, it's gum that stank.
And it's good.
No, it's not.
It's good. It's good to chew on. It's good. Good. But you know what, though? You want to hear something real nasty? I was talking to somebody the other day. You know what they told me that they like to eat?
Oh, Lord.
Fat.
Like what? Pig fat?
Fat. Like if you cut some fat off a steak, pass that fat on my plate. Give me that fat. Let me eat that fat.
I have did that. Oh. Just like chew it.
No, they like to eat it.
Oh, no, I chew it and I spit it out.
I don't even
want to. You don't like texture,
all the,
huh?
All the stuff that comes just comes squirting in your mouth.
Bro, I don't know what you're saying. That. You eat chitlins. Dog. It's like the same
look,
shit.
Look,
dog.
Man, look. Chitlins are a delicatessen, okay? Okay? They are to be respected as such, okay? You freaking clean the chitlins out. Cook them in your vinegar and whatever else you're gonna cook them in. Man, look, I'm mad that I didn't learn how to cook chitlins from my grandma before she passed away. I'm mad. Because now I don't have no chitlins no more.
Okay. Do you eat liver?
No.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
That is disgusting.
Liver, like fried chicken?
That is disgusting. It has no. It's a solid organ. It has no nothing. It's nothing. You bite into it and it's like chalk.
You're weird, dog.
That's
you
like
fucking
eating
weird.
Chalk.
You can eat chitlins, but you are shit on the, fucking.
That is like eating chalk.
What about gizzards?
I can't eat gizzards. I used to be able to eat gizzards.
Fried gizzards?
Yeah, but I can't eat gizzards.
Man.
Not anymore. Nope.
Not anymore. Huh?
When I was a kid, I could eat them, but as I got older, nah. Nah, because we used to get them from Mario's all the time.
Okay, what about. But,
as I got older, hell no.
Watch this. I guarantee you say you eat this nasty shit. Frog legs.
No.
You don't eat frog legs?
No.
Okay, shocking.
I've never even tried frog
Have
legs.
Have you ever ate puppy? People eat dogs all the time.
Do I look Korean?
I know some niggas that eat dogs.
Man, they disgusting. They're disgusting. No dogs. At least not to my knowledge.
Not to your knowledge.
Not to my knowledge.
Can I get to number four? Is that what? Carne asada? All right, cool. Yeah, sprinkle that shit on there. Yeah, give us a little gopher treat we caught over there in the 89104. And that's true. Like, after I seen that lady grabbing pigeons,
the pigeons
and throwing them in the motherfucker, and then they own the restaurant.
Yeah, she out there scooping up pigeons. I mean, just
snatching them
fast as hell.
Pat, that she has a technique, bro. She been feeding people pigeons for years, doc.
Mm.
I'm like, okay.
Don't ever let me find out that I've been eating a dog, a pigeon, or a cat.
My
I'm
boy said,
ballistic.
Tyrone, the one that passed.
Yeah,
he's eating dog all the time. He had a friend that was Guatemalan. Now go to work. Huh? No, from Guam. They eat dogs over there. He said it tastes like turkey.
I'm good.
He said it tastes like turkey.
Mm-hmm.
But think about it. We eat cows. We eat chickens. Yeah, other places dogs, eat though, dogs, man, dog. They lay it out, dog. Hey, back in the day, they used to eat horse. Now, they don't even want to eat horses, though. Mm-hmm. Think about it. A horse probably got some good meat.
Mm-hmm.
Strong. He's solid. He's not fat. Have you ever seen a fat? Yeah, I have seen a fat
horse. Yeah, I've seen fat horses.
Like, this nigga got diabetes. Somebody help him. I ain't never seen nothing. What's wrong with him?
Go ahead. Cut into
and
him.
It's so sad.
Just come
it's funny.
Out.
It's not funny because I'm fat too. It's when you see a fat animal that's not supposed to be fat, why do you always got a droopy eye?
They do.
Like, you be like, yeah. It's,
he got diabetes.
Yeah, diabetes. And it's for that cataracts. You can't see. Always going to have a droopy
take
eye.
One is legs.
Yeah, he got the gunk in that eye. Yeah.
God.
It's sad. I hate to say that.
That is true, though.
You're like, you got to. What's wrong with
his eye? I always got that one little eye that can't open.
Yeah.
Good God.
Or got that shit in it. Like, oh, man, what's wrong with this damn dog? Fat as fuck. His whole chest is on the ground.
Just dragging it. Yeah. All you see is little legs moving. He barely moving.
Did you ever see that video of that cat that was outside and the woman tried to catch it? He ran like and just stopped. He couldn't run no more.
He's that so fat, fat cat.
Yeah. And she was like, man, where you going? And she walked up, grabbed his ass. Yeah, he took like 5 steps and he's like, I'm done. My heart is about to explode. Like, that shit was funny. And then she's like, you ain't going nowhere. And she just snatched him up. I was like, oh my God.
The cat was like, these little legs can't take me nowhere no more.
And their legs are little as fuck.
I got too fat.
Like, what? Oh my God. I feel bad because I'm fat myself. So. But I always been a fat, athletic dude. I ain't never been these motherfuckers that just sit there and breathe all hard. I just go on public like
sitting there wheezing.
Like, what the fuck, dude? You know your fucking size. And I hate when I'm in the store. Here come a big motherfucker. Look at him. Look at me. Like, man, go around. You see me? I'm fucking looking at this shit. You know damn well you can't come through here. Go the other way.
Walk the other step.
Yeah.
Belly touching all on your back.
Oh my God.
Excuse me.
Because I already know. And like I said, this happened in Burlington. I think I told you about this, right? Fucking chick was on the ground. Now I'm like, okay, I'm not gonna go that way. And then here come another big motherfucker. I go around. You're supposed to go around, take the scenic route, not the direct.
What you call it? Fat people etiquette.
Fat people etiquette. His big ass come, her big ass. She's getting up. He's trying to cross. These motherfuckers almost knock a whole aisle over. Patrick, all I heard was, I was like, hey, man, get the fuck off me. You fat bastards make me feel. I was so insecure that I had to walk away. You son of a bitches. Just because y'all fat and y'all collide, y'all was knock some shit over. I had to walk away. I was like, I won't in the woman's section. I ain't supposed to be over here. I went a whole different direction because you fat bastards didn't fucking do some shit you ain't supposed to be doing. Son of a bitch. Because two fat people hitting each other and don't know they're hitting each other, some shit finna fall. Period. Like, somebody gonna get knocked over. Some shit, you gonna hear something. What happened? What? People gonna be looking around like, what the fuck just happened? Like, yeah, two fat motherfuckers just try to pass each other when they should have been going around. That's what I call scenic. Scenic is taking the long way. The direct route gonna get somebody hurt. Fuck it.
It's gonna be the bastards. Me or you.
Like, y'all motherfuckers don't check chairs or nothing. Y'all just plop down on anything. I don't even sit at booths, nigga. I'm not finna, you ain't finna embarrass me. Christine even know. She would go into the restaurant. Well, you got table. She would just say table. Yeah, table, motherfucker. We're not doing, I'm not finna go to the booth. I did that shit once at TGI Fridays. I couldn't fit. That shit is embarrassing. Like, I try to get in, like, oh, no, nah, this can't, we gotta go, it's four of us. We gotta go somewhere else. Well, what's up? Nigga, I can't fit. You can't, you saw this, right? Some goddamn VW bug trying to get in this bitch. I'm not finna be sitting here eating on my goddamn self. Fuck y'all, man. That's why if you're big, you gotta take over. You have to be the leader. Cause these little motherfuckers have you sitting at these goddamn toddler chairs and shit. And as you know damn what they ain't say. You 300 plus sitting on some shit that on the bottom of this shit says 230. It's gonna go bad if that shit break. It's gonna be a shallow how. Michelle, how they went to the restaurant and she broke that chair?
Broke that chair to pieces.
Yeah. Thank God he didn't know she's fat. In his head, he saw a skinny chick.
He was like, reality, oh my God.
This chick was 400 bills.
Oh my God.
Fat people, boy. I hate y'all. Public. I'm trying to act like y'all normal. Y'all ain't normal. You are a VW bug coming through this mall. Small VW bug.
Act like it. Yeah. God dang it.
And what's the little chick from the little pageant show? The little fat white girl?
Honey Boo Boo?
Yeah, talking about she don't want to go to the doctor because she already knows she got diabetes. I saw that shit, I just shook my head. I was like, oh my God, she's refusing to go to the doctor. She's 15. She knows she has diabetes. They're going to try to put her on a diet. That's sad, nigga.
She's like, I don't want to lose no weight.
What are you going to tell me? I'm going to eat a little bit more. Fuck that shit, I ain't going.
I'm not eating vegetables.
Yeah, I'm going to stick to the cartons of fucking ice cream.
Give me that bucket of fried chicken over there.
Yeah.
Put a little extra butter on it.
Yeah.
And some salt.
Yeah, she's inspiring to be on 600-pound life, dog.
Are you serious?
She's doing that type of shit. It's going to be next. You know, she want to be on reality TV, so got to keep it going, right? Keep that check going.
600-pound
life. Man, she got on that scale. Her boyfriend's like, damn. Remember this shit? She's like, 600 there. Damn. He over there about 700 too. I'm like, dude.
That joke was hilarious.
Yeah, y'all are embarrassing.
But what I don't understand is, okay, you know that your lifestyle is making you this big and it's keeping you that big. Why the hell... Oh God! I saw one episode, and I'm not trying to rag on big people, nothing like that. But I saw one episode. Homie came in with McDonald's bags.
Mm-hmm.
Notice I said bags. Yeah. He didn't come in with a bag. He came in with bags.
Yeah.
Like this individual ate like 5 cheeseburgers and had like 3 boxes of large fries. Popping shit on the plate.
Ain't that cold ass shit.
I'm like,
yeah.
Oh my Lord.
Yeah. Remember that one black chick that had the deep fryer in her room?
Oh my God.
How the fuck you have a deep fryer in your room?
Because you can't make it down to the kitchen.
That's sad, dog. That's sad. And you want to smell that shit? Being in the kitchen to make you sick. Like, come on, dude. Why are we like this? And remember that one video I sent you when the chick got on the elevator and it went down a little bit? Like, those are the type of things where, like, you know what? I got to lose some weight. I can't even get on elevators and I can't go upstairs. I ain't going to ever see this doctor ever again. You got to come out to the parking lot, nigga.
Just come outside.
Yeah. Just come to my house. Fuck it. I'm not leaving no more.
I'm done.
Yeah. Sad shit, bro.
Oh, my God. This was a very entertaining episode. Talked about a lot of nonsense.
I'm fucking depressed now. You fat bastards. I hate fat people. I ain't supposed to wear shit that I'm supposed to be wearing. I just see these motherfuckers pump like, y'all got a drape? I just gonna throw it over this motherfucker head. Why are you wearing that? You can't dress like your homeboys, bruh. And you can't dress like your little skinny friends.
Hey, I saw a dude today. I don't like this. This is the weirdest build I've ever seen. His bottom half was like super thin and his pants was falling off. His top half was just humongous. I'm like, bruh, how your top half so big and your bottom half look like you walking on 2 sticks?
Bad DNA. That's all that is.
Good God almighty.
He's like a slice of pizza as a human being. From the crust on down to the tip. That's how he look. It's like, I see it all the time. I'm like, what the fuck, man? Just don't come out. to wear what you're supposed to wear too. You got skinny jeans on. You look stupid as fuck.
Just take it off.
Yeah.
Go wear some sweatpants or something. Be comfortable.
Ugh, fat people. I hate you.
Anyway, like I said, we wasn't taking no shots at nobody like that. He's a big person himself, so you know he can talk about that.
Yeah,
he can talk about it. I just sit there and laugh at it because shit funny. That's funny. Because he always talking about fat people etiquette. We're gonna have to do a show on that one day,
yeah,
so he can help educate some of y'all.
Yeah. Running out of time.
5, 4, 3. We out of here.
Peace.